Our scripture from Psalm 16 has an excellent theme for this year's stewardship focus: a rich inheritance. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a rich inheritance. An inheritance is whatever we receive from those who come before us. An inheritance is passed from parents to children, from one generation to another. Often death is what makes a possession now passed on to the next generation. The psalm writer and the people of God, for them in the Old Testament, it primarily refers to land. God promised them this inheritance of land when God called Abraham. And that inheritance and that land was the land of Canaan. God shows Moses how they are to divide up that land between the different tribes and peoples. And when Joshua enters the land, they divide it up by casting lots, kind of like throwing dice or a flipping of the coin for where those lines would fall for each tribe and family. Our psalm says, my boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Or as it says in other translations, the lines have fallen for me in excellent places. They saw each plot of land for each tribe and family as a gift, even though it was by lottery or seemingly random. One Jewish scholar says this: we must have the humility and we must have the clarity of vision to recognize our portion in life and that it is allotted to us by God. Those abilities, those powerful forces, which seem to be the determining factors of life, those are merely the tools of the Creator who guides us. Whereas the proverb states it, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. In other words, God wants us to be content, appreciative, and grateful to Him for all of our gifts, all of the things that we enjoy. Our portion in life is no accident. Those lines have fallen for us in excellent places. It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure, as Scripture says. Or as Paul says to the Ephesians, that he prays that the church would have their eyes opened and enlightened, that we would know what is the hope to which He has called us and what the riches of our glorious inheritance are. If we have a sense of entitlement, we don't understand what an inheritance is. If we assume privilege in our lives, we don't understand God's purposes. Or if we lack gratitude for what we have been given or entrusted with, our hearts and our eyes are actually darkened. God wants our eyes to be enlightened, our hearts to be opened, our ears to be open to what He has given us. We have a rich inheritance in Christ. Through Him, God created the universe, this terrestrial ball that we all enjoy, that we call home, that's rich with life and resources. He's placed us on this continent, North America, in this nation, this state, and this city. Generations and generations have come before us and made it possible to secure our lots. Our lots and our lines have fallen for us in excellent places. God has blessed us with family, with friends, education, and employment. Yes, we have worked for what we have, but we're also standing on the shoulders of those who have come before us, who've made it possible. This past week, Marvel comic creator Stan Lee passed away. One of his famous lines from the Spider-Man comics and from his movies is this: "With great power comes great responsibility." Or as Jesus said 2,000 years ago, which I believe he's quoting, "To whom much has been given, much is required." And indeed, we have been given much. We have a rich inheritance. Later on during our meal, we'll dedicate a plaque in memory of Margaret Borgel and her gifts to Community Meals, who she generously gave to the Community Meals ministry. And it began when she looked out her window from her apartment right over here, and she saw the Community Meals guests lining up to receive a meal every Saturday. She saw the rich inheritance that we have, and she wanted to invest in that, to give into that and participate in that so that it would be there for the next generation. Which leads me to this point. Our inheritance isn't just our inheritance. It's also the inheritance that we give and we pass on to the next generation. That's what stewardship is all about. It's being thankful for all the gifts that God's given us. It's putting those gifts to use. It's investing in what God is doing. It's being thankful. It's putting those gifts to use in our time, in our talents, and with our treasure, so that those who come after us might also be blessed and enjoy those things. Our inheritance certainly is right here on the corner of LaSalle and Goethe. This small portion of land, some of which was taken away, which is another story for another time. Our inheritance is the building. And so when we repair the roof, we're simply being good stewards of what has been given to us. We're taking care of what others have built. Our rich inheritance is one another. All the gifts that we bring to one another to build one another up. Our rich inheritance is this community and the communities that we serve. Our rich inheritance is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our rich inheritance is the good news of Jesus. He brings his treasure from his kingdom in heaven to earth. And he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." Speaking of our rich inheritance. This rich inheritance is the relationship that we have with each other and with God. We as God's people are also God's inheritance. And God is our inheritance. Our scripture says, "O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot." And so God promises to uphold, preserve, and to strengthen our inheritance by the word and the spirit of his power. Our rich inheritance is the forgiveness of sins and eternal life that has richly been given to us as a free gift from God through Jesus, who invested his life in us. He gave his life. He gave us his all on the cross and rose again to purchase a place for us in the heavenly kingdom. Great thy goodness, e'er enduring. Deep thy wisdom, passing thought. Splendor, light, and life attend thee. Beauty springing out of naught. Evermore from God's store, newborn worlds rise and adore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.